The US right-wing conspiracy theorist and radio host Alex Jones has been ordered to pay nearly $1 billion in damages to numerous families of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook mass shooting. He falsely claimed they were actors who faked the tragedy. They claimed his misinformation led to a decade-long campaign of harassment and death threats. Earlier, Sean Whelan told me more about Alex Jones and what he inflicted on the grieving Sandy Hook families.
Well, Alex Jones is a guy who runs a website and a web streaming service called InfoWars, on which he peddles conspiracy theories. And one of them was that the Sandy Hook massacre in 2012 was a fake, a fraud, an event staged by the United States government as a prelude to a clampdown on Americans owning guns, a pretext for the government to come and take guns off of people. Entirely false claims that were being made by him. Also saying that the people, the parents who appeared on television mourning their children were just actors who'd been paid to do all of this. Really spiteful, hateful stuff. But he found that this line of argument went down rather well with the American population, at least those who were tuning into InfoWars, and he came at it again and again and again over a long number of years. Every time Alex Jones went on with these fake theories about the Sandy Hook massacre, his audience went up and his profits went up with it.
And as we know, Sean, 20 children and 6 adults were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Will you remind us maybe of just some of the horrific abuse that those families have suffered, which eventually led them to sue Alex Jones?
For a good 6 years, these relatives who'd been accused falsely by Jones were coming under all kinds of threats. A lot of stuff, nasty things happening to them online, as you'd expect, but also in the real world. They were being confronted by people in shops. There was one man, Robbie Parker, who was confronted 4 years after the shooting over in Seattle on the other side of the country by a man who demanded to know how much money he'd been paid by the US government to fake the death of his daughter and cry on the cameras so the government could take guns off of people. Dreadful things like that. Another family were told that people wanted to dig up the grave of their dead son to prove that there was nobody actually in the coffin. Other people were threatening to defile the graves of the victims.
And tell us about the verdict and how families have reacted.
Well, the verdict itself was staggering in the amount of money that was awarded. In this, the second of the cases, $965 million plus costs, which are yet to be decided. So some people think that this case alone could take it over a billion in the scale of the award. Another case down in Texas had awarded $4 million in compensation and $45 million in punitive damages. And then, as I say, there's a third case pending. So Mr. Jones is very, very deep in the hole here. He's been estimated to have a net worth of about $270 million and has been taking various steps to try and protect whatever money he does have. He's sought bankruptcy protection already, and the families are fighting that. A lot of legal experts reckon the families aren't really going to get any money out of this thing at all, but they don't really mind. What they wanted and what they've got now is a huge award against Alex Jones in compensation for the shockingly large, monstrous lie that he's been spreading about them over the past decade.
And we can hear now from Robbie Parker. He received the largest award. Robbie Parker lost his 6-year-old daughter Emily in the Sandy Hook massacre. He received $120 million and he spoke to reporters outside the court.
For anybody that still chooses to listen to that man, just ask yourself, what has he ever given you? And compare that to whatever it is that he's taken from you. Do you still have your family members with you? Do they still believe in you and trust you? What have you ever gotten from him? And what has he taken from you too?
Sean, was there any reaction from Alex Jones?
Today, while the verdict or the result of the jury's deliberations was being read out by the judge, Jones himself was on air with his InfoWars broadcast, relaying the sound from the courtroom and then deriding it and being very defiant against it, as I think you may hear in this extract from his broadcast.
They want to scare everybody away from freedom and scare us away from questioning Uvalde and what really happened there, or Parkland or any other event. And guess what? We're not scared, and we're not going away, and we're not going to stop. And literally, for hundreds of thousands of dollars, I can keep them in court for years. I can appeal this stuff. We can stand up against this travesty, against the billions of dollars they want. It's a joke.
And that was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.